We're talking with Daniel Bennett, head baseball coach for Smith County Blue Raiders, the American Legion Post 220. Daniel, been quite a summer for you. Played 33 ball games, played in four or five different tournaments. First of all, kind of talk about your coaching in your 12th year for the Smith County Blue Raiders and who's helping you this year.
Yeah, like you said, this will be my 12th year as a coach here in Smith Center. We've had some highs and lows, but we're getting better every year and whatnot, and that's all we can ask for around here. Getting kids out here is the hardest thing. With everything going on, we have so much to do, during the summer. So sometimes baseball's not a priority, but we make it work. It's me as a head coach, and then we got my assistants are Tim Wilson, Grady Brooks, and Todd Slavik.
Well, Daniel, you guys are headed to the state tournament for the second year in a row. Last time that Smith County Blue Raiders were in the state tournament was under the direction of Bob Maxwell, who took them in 95, 96, and 97. Exciting times for the Blue Raiders. You will open with number two seed Iola, 14-5, and then win that. You get winner of Seneca 12-12 and Colby 15-9. On the top side, Marysville's number one seed 19-6. They'll play Hiawatha, the host. American Legion Class B state tournaments in Hiawatha. And do they get a automatic bid because they're hosting?
Yeah, unfortunately, that's how it works at this level. If you host state, automatically they go. They went 0-2 in their zone tournament, but they automatically go.
And then on the four seed, Norton's 13-5, and then Garnett's Norton's 13-15, the four seed, and Garnett's the five seed, 13-5. So, you got Colby, the six seed, at 15-9, but Seneca's 12-12, the three seed. And then on the top side, you got Norton, 13-15. The four seed and Garnett's the five seed, 13-5. So is that seeded as it kind of regional seeds, or how does that work?
And the seeding goes by, if you win your zone tournament, you get 1-4, and then it goes by a record.
Okay.
And then if you get run up, it goes by record.
Well, Daniel, you had a major windstorm that just tore the heck out of the Higley Field up there at Smith Center last fall and basically tore the bleachers up, tipped them upside down, put them on the field, tore the heck out of most everything. How'd you guys get everything repaired in time for summer ball, and who helped you out? I know the Smith Center Recreation is huge up there in funding, but what all did you have to do to the field, and how bad was the damage?
Yeah, that was during the zone tournament last year that happened. And we were hosting that, and we ended up having to move it to Norton. We ended up winning that one. But like you said, the rec does a lot for this community, and they were a huge part of that, getting that field ready and getting it all set up for, new fence that need to be put up and a new backstop.
Well, Daniel, you have a tremendous schedule. Basically have a field of dreams. If there's a field, you'll travel and play anybody in the world. A lot of games up in Nebraska, tournaments in Grand Island, Colby, Kearney, had your own Smith Center tournament, went to McCook. But one of the tournaments that really intrigues me, you won this year at Hebron, is a wood bat tournament. How does that wood bat tournament, you got to bring your own bats, they supply them, and how fun is playing in a wood bat tournament at Hebron?
Yeah, they have that tournament every year, ever since I can remember. It's always during Father's Day weekend, and, it's fun. It's different with the wood bat. Kids don't play with wood bats anymore, but it's fun, and they do supply the bats. You can bring your own as well. And, like I said, in Nebraska, the competition's a lot different than in Kansas, so we competed very well up there and ended up coming home with a win there, winning it all.
Well, Daniel, you also went to Grand Island, McCook, Kearney. How did those tournaments up in Nebraska go for you?
Like I said, the competition is better, but we competed with everybody. I think McCook tournament went 3-1. They lost to a really, really good McCook. I think they might be the best team we saw all summer, or maybe the Sutton tournament or the Sutton team. But we went 3-1 up there in McCook. Grand Island, unfortunately, went 0-3, but we played Scotts Bluff, we played Grand Island, and who was the other team we played? Oh, Sutton. But Sutton's a really good fundamental team. But we competed with them, and I think that's what makes us better. getting ready for the zone for the state tournament.
Well, Daniel Bennett, head coach for 12 years, Smith County Blue Raiders, sponsored by the American Legion 220 up there in Smith Center. Kind of talk about your pitching. You told me off the record there that you got eight pitchers. Who are some of the main guys that are throwing for you this year on the mound?
Yeah, like I said, I believe we have eight pitchers that we can trust to go out there and compete with anybody. And that includes, you know, we got Dom, Camber, Grant Wilson, Reed Doan, Jared Ford, Evan Slavik, Isaac, and Peter, and Owen. Like I said, we trust those guys to go out there if we need to put them out there on the mound to compete.
Well, kind of like free agency and pro sports, you've got to go out and get the players. You've got a kid from Cortland and a kid from Kendington, and kind of got to go out and find players that want to travel the way you guys do. And, of course, Smith Center has always been a great Legion town. Kind of talk about your roster and where kids are from and how you get kids to play ball in the summer.
Yeah, you know, our numbers are down a little bit this year. We have 11 total kids on our roster. We have two kids from the Cortland area, one kid from Russell. We got a Thunder Ridge kid, and then the rest are from Smith Center. You know, if we don't have those four kids from out of town, you know, unfortunately, we probably wouldn't have a Legion team, or we'd have to, you know, mess up the K-18 kids and bring those kids up. But, you know, I hate to do that because I have a phenomenal year as well this year. So.
Well, Daniel, as you look at the state tournament this Saturday and Sunday in Hiawatha, it looks to me like for the most part, Smith County and Norton are probably the only ones that don't have baseball. Like I said, number one seed Marysville in Hiawatha, and then Norton, Garnett, Iola, Smith County, Seneca, Colby. Kind of talk about what you see in this year's Class B state tournament and what your expectations are for the Blue Raiders.
You know, obviously we expect to win every game. It's first round draw. It's going to be a tough one with Iola. You know, they've won it, I believe, 3 years in a row now. But like I said, we during the regular season, we set ourselves up for games like this. So I think we can go out there and compete with them, and it's a doable win for us. I think we're sitting okay.
Well, Daniel Bennett, head coach of the Smith County Blue Raiders, we appreciate your time, and certainly baseball has been a big part of your life and got great support through the Recreation the Legion up there, and we hope that we can hear great news this weekend, and appreciate your time, and good luck this weekend.
Awesome. Thank you very much. We appreciate it.